because I know we serve a great God and he'll do great things even with your allowance. The number here, 321-632-1000. We're looking to raise $9,550. Now, hear this song request. I've never heard this before. We'll hear it together. This song is called Behold.
These hands so cold, I'm broken by the things I run to. I know you'll show your will to the ones who fear you most. I wanna be that child again, Lord, won't you show?
Information on becoming a corporate sponsor of the radio ministries of WMIE. For $200 a month for 6 months, we will make and produce a professional radio spot here at the station to play on all of our radio stations, 91.5, 102.3, our AM station 1510, as well as 94.7 FM and 100.7 FM. We will put your spot on all of our stations Monday through Saturday to air at least for twice a day, 6 days a week, up until our next fundraiser. For $200 a month, it really helps the radio station raise a lot of money in a short period of time, And it's a great way to promote your business as well. Now, our AM station is a commercial station, and your spot can play as a commercial on our AM station. For more information, you can call me here at the station at 321-632-1000.
And indeed, we've raised over $6,000 in about 1 hour here this morning, and we're so grateful to everyone combined who has called up here at 632-1000 and has said, I want to make a pledge. Christian business owners and everyone else, we're just so grateful to everyone, to the extended family, everyone out here, no matter who you are, I thank you for giving us a call here. I want to thank Diane, who's just called in her pledge of $25. Now, when we add Diane's $25, we're at $20,475. That's where we stand. Remaining balance now, $9,525. Normally at this time, you'd be tuning in to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need.
Now, that program's been preempted today, as well as all of our programs, as we attempt to wrap up our fundraiser here today. We're over $20,000. Praise God. It's been a fantastic morning. Like I said, all that, just about 1 hour this morning. Now, I know a lot of people are already at work here this morning, but I'll be here all day today if you're driving and if you want to wait until you're reach your destination. Would you remember us today, friend? Would you call us today with your very best gift? Help and ensure that WMIE continues its ministry. You can do that by calling me personally. Calling me here at the station. You personally, not somebody else. But you personally calling me here, 321-632-1000. Help us to raise up this remaining balance now of under $10,000. $9,525 is all we need. I'm here to take your phone calls today.
Choices you make. Oh Lord, please give me the strength to watch and work and love and sing and pray. Cause who have I in heaven but you, Jesus? And what better could I hope to find down here on earth? Oh, I could cross the most distant reaches. Oh, there's a world, but I just be wasting my time. Cause I'm certain already I'm sure I find you my one thing. You're my one thing.
That's my favorite. Rich Mullins here on 91.5 FM WMIE. Time now 8:39. Hope everyone's having a great day here. Hope everyone's having a great day no matter where you are, no matter where you're going to school, going to work, heading home, maybe after a working graveyard,
God bless you. Here to make your day all that much better, playing some of your favorite music, I hope, here at WMIE. If you have something you'd like to hear too, if I have it, I'd be glad to play it. Sometimes I use my Rhapsody player here, and for things that I don't have, and it's easier to access than it is in this vast library here in my computer. Remember when to play something you had to go actually into your library, thumb through your albums? Remember that? Boy, I wish I still had my old albums. One of those times I moved, they never made it and got thrown out, and all of the old albums that I had, oh man, I wish. You know, albums are back in again. Did you know that? That they had like a 72% sales increase at Best Buy in albums. I see that the Beatles albums they're out again on LP and others, and albums and turntables are making a comeback. But the turntables now have a USB plug on them where you plug them into your computer there to play your albums. It doesn't give you speakers, but it's just surprising to see that things have gone back to that, and now albums are in once again. Okay, Christy Knuckles here coming up. The time is 8:41. It's Friday morning. This is day 5 of our fundraiser here at WMIE. Again, I want to thank Diane from Merritt Island phoning in her pledge of $25. If you've been waiting for the last day, Lord willing, this is the last day, I'm hoping. And it all depends on if we can raise up $9,525 more dollars. We've already raised over $6,000 in hardly more than 1 hour and 3 minutes this morning. We have a remaining balance, like I said, $9,525. If you've been waiting for the last day, I'd love to hear from you today. If you've given to the station in the past, but you haven't sent in that pledge card, why don't you give me a call here on your way to work or wherever you're going at 321-632-1000.
No.
and the time is 8:45. Happy Friday to you. Hope everyone's getting all ready for a great weekend here. Normally at this time, you'd be hearing Pastor Bob Arthur's and the Refresh Radio program. Now, that program's been preempted today. As we share our needs here at the radio station with you, we're moving right along on our fundraiser. It's been a great day here today. We've been very busy this morning. We've raised up over $6,300 in about an hour today due to everyone, all of our listeners here partnering together. So grateful to everyone who's called the station at 632-1000 and has made a donation to ensure that the radio ministry of WMIE goes forward. And I'm so grateful that you've responded to the call, and I've taken to heart what I said, that you've ensuring that you're not ensuring that you're doing it by calling me yourself and not thinking somebody else will, but picking up the phone and calling me, and you're ensuring WMIE continues its ministry by physically calling the station, making a financial donation to the station, a gift here to the station, ensuring that this radio ministry goes on. You've made that voice that loud and clear here today, and I'm grateful to everyone that's called. We still have a little ways to go. We're at $20,475. That's where we stand. We were at some $14,000 yesterday. Last night when we shut down, so it's been very busy. We have a remaining balance now of $9,525. I'll be on the air with you all day today in between songs, reminding you of where we're at, letting you know, Lord willing, this is the last day of our fundraiser. We'll see what happens. If we can raise up the $30,000 today, then we'll be done. If not, then we'll be back again sometime on Monday, starting next week, as we continue to do whatever it takes here for this radio station and ministry to be fully funded and prepared to broadcast for a continuing 6 months. And that's all made possible because of you and your partnership with us. If you'd like to do that, if you'd like to help sow a gift into this ministry, make a donation to this ministry, we're a 501c3. It's tax deductible no matter what your donation is. $5, $10, $100, $17 a month is $100 times 6 months, $1,000, $5,000, whatever it is you can do to help this radio station and ensure we continue for another 6 months. We just do this 6 months at a time. We seek your partnership for 6 months, whether it's one-time gift, spread it out over 6 months. I'm not going to ask you again in 2 months for another gift and 2 months for another. We do this every 6 months, every spring and fall. And for corporate underwriters, we look to for a six-month commitment, whatever it is, $200 a month or $100 a month for 6 months. That's where we stand. Friend, would you help us raise up this $9,525 that we have left? You can do that by calling me here anytime today, 321-632-1000.
Sing that tune. teach us first to fear the Lord. Let us not presume your grace, for the sin we bring is our disgrace. In your mercy, send your power. Demons go in Jesus' name. Heal the sick and save the lost. Reveal the power of the cross. Open up the heavens, Lord. 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 Let us sing the song Jesus saves us.
everybody knows. You have perfect timing. He certainly does, doesn't he? One of my favorite phrases in the Bible, right? But God. You ever see that? Man's in a world of trouble, but God. Ephesians 2, isn't it? But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love in which he loved us, even when we were dead, that's D-E-A-D, flat down, stone cold, bottom of the swimming pool type of dead. Even when we were dead in transgressions and sins, he made us alive and seated us together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his handiwork. I love that word. That's the Greek word poema, where our word poem comes from. We are his handiwork. You are God's poem. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, David wrote in Psalm 139. You are his handiwork. You are God's poem, created in Christ Jesus for, well, for what you're doing today. Praise God. I thank you for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that you should walk in them. Thank you to my extended family out here for all that you're doing. Thank you for helping this radio station remain on the air. It's due to your financial giving and support and prayers at this radio.